They've only been together for about a year. And now, Howler are ready to deliver their debut album. Proving why the hype is deserved. It's called America Give Up, an unabashed mass of fuzz guitars, surfer licks, slacker mentality, and a hell of a lot of fun. America Give Up by Howler, our feature album, right here on Triple J.
Yes, let's find out more about the band by saying good morning to the lead singer of the band, Jordan Gatesmith. G'day, Jordan.
Hello, Tom or Alex.
It's Tom. We talked about this off air, mate. We've got to rehearse it. It sounds amazing, but okay. I'm Tom and that's Alex on the other side there.
Right, right.
Okay.
Pleasure to meet you. Please tell us about yourself and the listeners to Triple J.
I'm a strapping young lad. I enjoy walks on the beach. Big fan of dogs. Love dogs. All kinds.
Really? What's your favorite breed?
I love American Bulldogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm more of a Pomeranian man.
Pomeranian. Yeah, but there's no fear that a Pomeranian is going to, like, rip your face off.
That's one of the best qualities, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. You like living on the edge. I see how it works.
That's right.
How has your love of dogs influenced your debut record, America Give Up?
It's all about dogs.
It's all about dogs.
It's American Bulldog Give Up.
Yes, exactly. If you listen closely, you know, you can get the references.
Well, it's very subtle. Okay, give people a little bit of an idea about exactly how Howler came to be, how you guys got together, and how, you know, this past 12 months has been so crazy for you guys.
Yeah, the Howler thing's kind of been going on for 2 years in different forms. It started out with just me about 2 years ago just writing music by myself in my basement, just kind of collecting these song ideas and just demoing them out, realizing that they're kind of interesting, and then the following year kind of putting a band around it. And we've only been playing around Minneapolis, our hometown, about a year, started last year, and put together kind of what I'd call a Minneapolis super group, kind of grabbed the the best musicians I could find around town and kind of dropped my demo and asked if they wanted to join up.
What are some of the band names involved here, Jordan? I've looked over your history. You sound like you've taken members from other bands, or at least hooked up with members of other bands with pretty interesting names, and been in bands yourselves with some pretty good names. What do you got there?
Yeah, I was in this band called Total Babe in high school. I was also in a band called Tits, but a lot of my other band members were in this group called Nice Purse. And I kind of stole the Nice Purse Boys and said, you will be in my band.
Okay. And I really like how these other bands, Jordan, didn't work as well. Total Babe, you mentioned before, and Tits didn't work as well because you were too good of friends with the other band members.
Yeah, that's always been kind of a problem.
Yeah.
you write all these songs together and then there becomes like this ownership over it, or who gets to do that, who gets to do what. So, yeah, I think it's best just to kind of separate yourself from your friends.
Are you still friends with any of the members of Tits or Total Babe?
I'm just kind of rekindling with the Total Babe people. We're all buds again. And Tits, I'm afraid not. No, the Tits days are long.
And are you worried? Are you trying your best not to become friends with the other members of your band at the moment, which we're featuring Howler? What sort of things are you implementing in order to keep distant from them?
Yeah, I'm like a Nazi to that. I'm just like terrible rules all the time. Can't do this, you can't wear that, you have to talk like this.
No eye contact as well, I've heard.
No eye contact at all. Yep. Actually, no, we've slipped a little bit. We're actually good friends now. It was interesting starting a band with like people that like weren't really your friends at the time. Mm. Kind of had like a common goal in mind, but it worked out in the end.
It's not going to last with friendship, I'll tell you that much. All right, Jordan Gatesmith, lead singer of Howler, joins us on the line at the moment from Minneapolis' hometown. Let's have a listen to some of this music.
Yeah, stop talking about it. Let's have a listen. We're going to play I Told You Once first off here. I think one of the earliest songs you wrote for this album, Jordan, so we might have a listen to this and ask you about it after I Told You Once on Triple J by Howler.
That was Told You Once. Jordan from Howler on Triple J.
Excellent news. Thank
beautiful
you
stuff,
much.
Jordan. Back announcing his own song there. Track number 8 off the album. I'm going to play another one for you very soon. But Told You Once, a tune. Whereabouts did you write this tune, Jordan?
Two places. It started in my parents' basement.
Right.
And then it finished it kind of walking around Minneapolis just with my acoustic guitar kind of playing.
Now, that's fine that you wrote it in your parents' basement. If you were 45, it'd be pathetic. But you're quite young. You're 19, so it's all totally cool, you see, so it works out. I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking your guitar around Minneapolis, is it true we've heard you in a couple of intros to the songs people have been hearing this week saying that you used to take a little guitar out and busk at farmers markets? Did you really used to busk on the streets and play your songs?
Yeah, that was like the first incarnation of Howler. It was like before it was an actual band. It was like a couple of me and my friends would just go with our acoustic guitars and go like just around town, usually to farmers markets, and we'd just like play these songs that we thought were catchy that would give us, you know, either bread or food. Fruit or money.
Well, okay. Usually when people throw food at you, they're not very happy with what you're providing, Jordan. But was this a gift from the people of Minneapolis?
It was a gift. It was like an offering of some sort.
Okay, and you still do pretty well for yourself?
Yeah, it was strange. We made bank.
That's good news. Excellent. Well, hopefully the record does as well, too. Another track that's piqued a lot of interest around here, Jordan, is Beach Sluts. And you've mentioned this is sort of poking gentle fun at the West Coast bands, which, you know, 2010 really saw a resurgence of surf rock with people like Waves and Surfer Blood and Best Coats and that kind of thing. Is that sort of the main target of that song?
Oh, yeah.
And have they reacted? Have you heard any word from the members of Waves or Surfer Blood or Best Coast? Because we've actually interviewed all those people here at Triple J, and they're good friends of ours.
So.
And we'll take you down, mate. We'll take you down.
I hope they take us down. I would like to have a friendly fist fight with one of those bands.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And you think you could take
them? I like all those bands. But yes, I would like to have a friendly fist fight. I like all them. I don't think I could take them. I think our drummer could take them, though. So
right.
I'll just leave all the fighting to him.
Well, sticks aren't allowed. Got to be bare-fisted, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jordan.
Yeah, that's fair. That was aside. On Triple J, we're chatting to Jordan Gatesmith, lead singer of Howler, a cracking band out of Minneapolis. Their debut record, America Give Up, has been our feature this week on Triple J.
And with things blowing up now, Jordan, what is the plan of people taking you and taking you aside and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to tour these places. Are we going to release this next album in the next 12 months?
Madison Square Garden's next.
Do up your top button. What's
right,
next for Howler?
So much touring, never be home ever again for the rest of my life, and a lot of writing. It's all boring stuff, really. Actually a lot of hookers and blow.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly hookers and blow, yes.
Be careful of that. I've noticed the Twitter bio for Howler is rub-a-dub-dub, eye of the herp. So if you're in that kind of condition, Jordan, you got to be careful who you actually sleep with, you know what I mean?
It's all over for me.
Well, at least
I got the cancer AIDS already, so...
At least he's put the disclaimer on it. Jordan Gatesmith from Howler, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to go out with Back of Your Neck.
This is actually about you shot a gun for the first time. Is that right, Jordan?
Oh, yeah. It was quite something. It was quite American.
Oh, yes. Bloody oath. Okay. Greatest country in the world.
He's got the right to do so I'm not sure why you...
No, I didn't. I'm just trying to... Okay, good.
I don't know why I hesitated for, like, 19 years of my life.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jordan. Congrats on the record, man, and all the best with 2012. Hopefully see you in Australia sometime soon. If you have any plans and all that touring you're going to do, you're going to come out to Australia?
Would love to.
Great. You can stay with us.
Well, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Do keep in touch.
Yeah. Call a couple of days ahead.
Please.
And we'll organise the blow-up mattress.
Cheers, man. Have a good one. Thanks for chatting.
Yeah, thank you.